Now, we've talked about rest. How it's difficult to stop working. It's hard to stop. We need God to come into our lives and say, listen, take a break. One out of seven is a good idea. That comes from the fact that God does that first. God is the first person to take that rest. After the creation story, on the seventh day, he makes it special by resting from his work. That should tell us it's a pretty good idea. It tells us that it's baked in to the way the world works. We know what tiredness feels like. We know when we're run down or we're not feeling well or it's been a long week or it's been a difficult month. We understand that very well, but God has built rest into creation. And the other thought I had this week on that was that it's not just for me and it's not just for you, but it's for us. There's something about the way God tells us to stop that includes other people. He doesn't just say to individuals, you've got to rest for one day a week. He says, you've got to rest. The people in your house have to rest. The people who work for you have to rest. We might even say the people in your church have to rest. It's almost like the Sabbath is for the rest of us. That's not a bad way of thinking about it. That's true as well, because no one does anything by themselves. I often say to people, I taught myself to play the guitar, but that's not true. I needed to know how to read. I needed to know how to hold the thing. I needed to know so many other things before I got to the point where I might have helped myself a little bit learn the guitar. It's the same for driving a car or getting good at your job, whatever it is. None of us really does anything by ourselves. And the Sabbath today is the same. Here we are. You've done a lovely thing coming today. It's great to see you. It's good to be here. We hope you go home thinking, I'm glad I went. Because we could all just sit at home, couldn't we? Like those COVID days, and just watch church in our slippers. That might sound pretty attractive to us some Sunday mornings. It might be great not having to deal with people, I imagine. And yet, here we are. Why? Because it's Sabbath rest, not just for me, but for us. And we do it together. I think this year we want to encourage others to join us in this kind of thing. It's really good for us. It'd be really good for them. I'm sure you know people in school or at work or maybe in your family who could really do with a rest. And I don't just mean a break. Rest for their soul. Rest that goes deeper to who they really are. God promises it to us. And it's why Sundays are so special. So maybe there's someone we can invite to church this year and keep inviting them. They might say no 50 times, but they might say yes once. We just never know. That's what a church should be doing as we go about our weeks. So don't just rest on yourself on your own today. Rest with others. Enjoy one another. Stay for tea and coffee. That's a good thing to do. And we'll enjoy God's instructions together.